Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. The European Union and Japan have signed a free trade deal that will almost completely remove tariffs on goods between the two sides. European firms currently export more than $100 billion in goods and services to Japan every year. At a press conference in Tokyo, the president of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, said it was a landmark moment for global trade.
The impact of today's agreement goes far beyond our shores. Together, we are making a statement about the future of free and fair trade. We are showing that we are stronger and better off when we work together.
The Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has told Parliament that his centre-left government will introduce a new law on sexual consent to remove ambiguities in rape cases. The law would be similar to a measure that came into force this month, requiring explicit agreement for sex. Here's our Europe regional editor Mike Sanders.
Pedro Sanchez told Parliament his government was feminist and not afraid to show it. No must mean no, and not saying yes should also mean no, he said. Teachers had to make students aware that violence towards women was particularly vile, he said. He highlighted the case of the self-styled Wolf Pack, five men who are currently appealing against a 9-year jail sentence for sexually abusing an 18-year-old woman during the running of the bulls in Pamplona 2 years ago. Spain's streets must be free of wolf packs, Mr. Sanchez said.
The Indian Supreme Court has asked Parliament to legislate against what it describes as the spreading menace of lynch mobs. Attacks on people believed to be harming cows, which are revered by India's majority Hindu population, have increased under the government of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. There's also been an increase in mob attacks on people falsely accused of abducting children. Joe Miller reports from Delhi.
Horrendous acts of mobocracy is how three judges on the Supreme Court described the murderous acts of violence that have plagued India in recent months. The incidents have ranged from attacks on those deemed to be disrespectful to Hinduism's sacred cows to the killing of those falsely accused of being child kidnappers. At least 15 men and women have been lynched this year by crowds taken in by rumours spread on social media. Such occurrences, the judges said, had to be curbed with iron hands, suggesting Narendra Modi's government introduce a new offence for lynching.
World News from the BBC.